and dial in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, it's Ian,
Derek J,
and Mark.
All right, so of course you can bring up absolutely anything you want. Still to come here, a case out of the Illinois Supreme Court, which just backs up the absurdity of some of these age of consent laws. We can talk about what happened with one man who had sex with his 17-year-old girlfriend, took some pictures of it, and is now going to prison. Why? Because he took the pictures. We'll tell you more here in a little bit. But first, we go to your phone calls and your thoughts. Dylan is on the line in Arizona on the Amp Lines. Hey, Dylan.
Hey, how's it going?
What's on your mind tonight?
Well, last night at the tail end of the show, I heard somebody was talking about Arizona, the border region. I have to live there. I've been in Tucson, Arizona. He was saying that laws like SB 1070 are necessary because it's a crazy, like, war zone down here, and there's violence everywhere. And he mentioned this sign that's down in the middle of this national park, Oregon Pipe National Park. It's a huge park. And, yeah, there's certainly a corridor there that some human and drug smugglers go through. But this is an area that's, like, I can't explain how far out in the middle of nowhere it is. It's really in the middle of nowhere. And certainly there's very few resources out there to police it. And there's some people who go through there, and I imagine it might be dangerous. But for the people who actually live in the cities and towns around here, we don't see that kind of stuff. There's no danger to the average person walking around, and that's, I don't really see any need for these kind of laws, you know. And the thing about SB 1070 and the Supreme Court ruling is they kept the worst part of it. They kept the your papers please part of it. They struck down a bunch of other parts of it, but they basically kept the part that said police officers here in our state can demand people demonstrate that they are citizens. And I just don't understand what the reasoning for that is. I don't see a problem. It's like a solution in search of a problem. It doesn't make any sense.
Well, the reasoning is that they believe that the so-called illegals will not have government papers on them and will not be able to demonstrate that, and so therefore we'll be able to crack down and keep them out.
Yay, we win.
So, Dylan, you're saying that they can demand these papers even without the person having committed a crime?
Yeah, they all they have to say is that they have some kind of reasonable suspicion. And one of the reasons that the Supreme Court didn't strike this portion of the law down is because there's no aggrieved party yet. It's not clear how they're going to enforce it or what constitutes a reasonable suspicion that somebody is in the country illegally. But I can tell you what it's going to amount to is racial profiling. I mean, that's what it's going to amount to. I personally don't have proof that I'm an American citizen. I was not born in the United States. I was born in Japan. I was born an American citizen, but I have a long form birth certificate because I was born in a foreign country. My wife says she knows where that is. I personally don't know where it is. It's somewhere in her house. I don't carry it on me. And my driver's license, my social security card, neither of these are sufficient to demonstrate. Not even a passport is sufficient to demonstrate that I am actually
really?
An American citizen. No, a passport, as far as that, well, maybe it is, but I have been told that even if you have a passport, that's not sufficient.
But don't you have to have the one case that I remember where they picked up an American citizen and his wife had to go find his birth certificate and she was several hours away because he was a short-run truck driver, as I recall. Yeah, they needed a birth certificate in that circumstance.
It's crazy.
Yeah, I understand it's the birth certificate that is the final proof of your citizenship, whether or not a passport. I mean, I used to have a passport as a child. I grew up traveling all over the country. I had one until recently. I accidentally left it in my jeans and I washed them. So apparently I was supposed to send that back to the State Department, but I just threw it away.
You're a bad, bad American.
So you're just saying that down in southern Arizona, it's not the war zone that the caller last night was attempting to make it out to be?
No. There are certainly some regions where you might call them trafficking corridors where it's inadvisable to hang out. I mean, the chances are good that you might run into into some criminal activity, but your reason, I mean, you wouldn't have any reason to be there in the first place. I mean, I camp out a lot. Recently, I've been camping out down right near the border. I mean, within a stone's throw or two, there's a few lakes down there. And sure, you know, I take all my firearms and whatnot down there, but I've never had cause to use them for anything but shooting at empty beer cans. I haven't even seen another soul, really, in those areas.
No, so you mentioned those people mostly want to get in, not to get trouble.
Right. Right. Well, yeah, certainly. I mean, there's a difference, I think, between the drug traffickers and the the human traffickers. Certainly, and right now is the worst time of the year. It's incredibly hot here, and there was just four people found dead after they collapsed and were abandoned by the
coyotes
who were leading them around. I think one of them was all the way from Guatemala or somewhere very far away. But these people are risking their lives just to come here for a job or something. They don't have any weapons. They don't want any trouble. It's the drug traffickers or the coyotes who are leading them around. But
you mentioned weapons, Dylan. I'm curious. You mentioned that you brought your firearms around. Is Arizona a place which has pretty gun-friendly laws?
Yeah, I don't think any other state in the union has a kind of firearms freedom that we do here in Arizona. Open carry is legal. You can conceal carry without a permit. You can drive anywhere with guns in your car.
Well, you started by talking about crime, and there tends to be an inverse relationship between the amount of crime and how gun-friendly a state is. You know, the more gun-friendly the laws are of a particular area, the less crime there tends to be. So I would hear your complaint that the advertisements touting that this is a war zone is pretty ridiculous, as long as people are able to defend themselves, and that criminals have a suspicion that the people that they would like to attack may be able to defend themselves. So that sounds pretty right to me, Dylan.
Yeah, well, certainly the people who live down on the border and who have ranches and properties that are very close to these trafficking corridors, I've certainly heard of stories of them having to arm themselves. I've never heard of anybody actually having to shoot anybody else, but just the presence of their firearm has been sufficient to deter anybody that has wandered onto their property who wasn't authorized to be there. So,
Dylan, thanks for sharing your thoughts tonight. Anything else on your mind?
No, I appreciate it. I just wanted to let you know it wasn't like that guy was making it out to be. That's a pretty safe place to be down here.
Appreciate hearing from you. Thanks for the call tonight. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line.
You going to wish him to stay off the track, too?
No.
Okay.
You're referencing something that happened last night on the program, Mark. Not everyone may be aware of what the joke is.
A young lady called in and was talking about her drug experiences in the distant past, 20 years ago or whatever, about having done some crack cocaine. And in closing, you said, stay off the crack, as if it was like a real well wish. I mean, you were genuine in your well wishes to this person. And I'm sorry.
I've known people who've done crack before, and you don't want to fall off that wagon.
Funniest thing. Thanks, Derek. Stay off the crack.
Hey, I would appreciate that. Why not?
It's I don't want somebody really to relapse. Weird. Relapsing, you know, not cool. Yeah, and you know, you could relapse after 20 years.
It could happen.
It's good to have the encouragement, that's all. Let's all just support each other.
There you go. 855-450-FREE. Coming up here, Illinois Supreme Court has decided that apparently it's completely legal to have sex with your 17-year-old girlfriend in Illinois, but to take photos of it, on the other hand, is not.
Bad, bad, bad.
Which, of course, doesn't make any sense, does it? Does it make sense to anybody out there? 855-450-FREE. We'll give you details in the case here in a little bit. And, of course, you can also take control of the airwaves. 1-855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Jesus. KCN listeners are wise when it comes to preparation. They know the realities of unemployment, natural disasters, terrorist attacks, nuclear meltdowns, and the debt crisis. The very real threat of food price inflation and food shortages loom on the near horizon. If you want great value for your hard-earned storable food dollar, you want Legacy Premium from PrepareWise.com. At PrepareWise.com, we offer the best freeze-dried food storage products on the market. Get great taste, gluten-free, vegetarian-friendly breakfasts and entrees with a 25-year shelf life, fast free shipping shipped within 3 business days, and our low price guarantee. Compare and see the difference at PrepareWise.com/GCN. Special discounts available for GCN listeners at PrepareWise.com/GCN or call 888-545-6265. 1-888-545-6265. And say you heard it on GCN. Prepare now. PrepareWise.com.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price and you could lose money, but it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves toll free. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com, and you can get interactive with the bulletin board system. Other Free Talk Live listeners are there. You can go to bbs.freetalklive.com to access it. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. It's totally free.
You can join more than a million people who've trusted LegalZoom.com for their common legal documents. No matter what it is that you might need a legal document for, whether it's, say, incorporating your business or putting together some kind of trademark or whatever you need to protect yourself. If your family, if you need to protect him with a will or a living trust or a living will or whatever it is that you need to get, they've got it over at LegalZoom.com. And you can save $10 on your order with coupon code FTL. It's LegalZoom.com, coupon code FTL. And by the way, it's fast and easy. I did my will there some time ago, and they made it easy. They just asked me some questions and filled out the form for me. LegalZoom.com, coupon code FTL.
Let's go to Kelvin, listening in Colorado. Kelvin, you're on Free Talk Live on the Amp Lines. Hello.
Hey, good evening, Ian, Mark, and welcome home, Derek.
Thank you. What's on your mind, Kelvin?
Hey, on my way back from Forkfest, I wanted to relate to you a little story with the TSA. And this isn't one of those, like, earth-shaking abomination-type stories like the poor person with their grandfather's remains, but it was more of a psychological thing that just hit me the wrong way. So anyway, I'm at Boston Logan International, and the people are all in, they have these serpentine lines that you go into before you get up to the actual, where they get the x-ray machines and all the groping and all that stuff goes mm-hmm. on. And everything's proceeding along as normally. There wasn't anything unruly going on or disruptions in the crowd or anything. I'm feeling a little anxious, like usual, before, subjecting myself to the situation where, the situation. And at one point, a TSA guy shouts out to the people, something along like the lines of like, come on, let's move it, let's go. And my blood just went cold and a shot of terror just went up my spine. It was like, did he just say that out loud? That he's actually like herding us through the line, like, Nazis at the camps. It was just so bizarre, standing there with all these people in line, American citizens waiting to go, through this process, but still expecting to have, some level of professionalism going on there, and have this TSA guy just shouting out at the people, hurry up, come on, let's go.
As though you were cattle or
children. Haven't got all day here, people.
Right. As though you're cattle or children on a playground being brought inside, that sort of thing.
Yeah, or like we were at, doing some kind of illegal activity and they were trying to, or interfering with the police or something, and they wanted to break up the crowd or whatever, but this guy was just, on some kind of power trip or something.
Oh, yeah. Wow. How offensive. Imagine those guys really enjoy whatever little bit of control they can exert over people.
Yeah, and the thing is, the line is moving like it normally does. There is nothing weird going on. This guy just decided he'd start, throwing out some...
a little bit of bellowing won't hurt here.
As though it's the people in line's fault that the line moves slowly. I mean, TSA that's got all the bottleneck. They're the ones that are taking a long time. They're the ones that are getting everybody to take their shoes and their belts off and to open their laptops and to, go through people's bags and bring out the quarter, the gallon size bag or whatever you can have, the quart size bag,
with
3 ounce containers in it. I mean, these are the people you got to show your ID at like 3 different points in the procedure. These are the people that are making it take a long time, but no. It's your fault for not shuffling through fast enough. You didn't take your belt off fast enough. You didn't, just slip your foot out of your shoe rather than unlace them first. I mean, it's just ridiculous. It's clearly the TSA that's causing the bottleneck.
Yeah, and what's interesting is that some of the people around me even remarked on it, because usually people are, like, really docile going through there, because, they got to catch the plane. They don't.
Sure, you don't want to offend the cops or the TSA. Yeah. They'll pick you out of the lineup. And
so what'd they say? Stick it in your ear. What'd they say?
No, I was like, wow, did he just do that? Or, just normal reactions to that it was a little bit more than...
Did you respond to the worker, or was it just sort of rumblings from the crowd?
It was just people standing around me, and I, said, yeah, it's, pretty bad, or, the usual little chit-chat, because, I didn't want to get jacked up.
Right. You didn't want to hold up the line any longer with some sort of confrontation with this man.
So tell me, Kelvin, let's look at something a little more positive. You just got back from the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and you were at the Liberty Forum earlier this year, which is the wintertime get-together that the Free State Project puts on, and the Porcupine Freedom Festival is the summertime gathering. What was it like? How was it for you?
Well, it was really interesting. It wasn't as crazy or intense as I was expecting. I kind of thought that, like, Liberty Forum was the, you know, pretty tame, we're doing this thing in a nice motel, and then that Porkfest was going to be like craziness with, you know, topless babes and people tripping out on drugs and all kinds of stuff. And
there was a topless babe at the gay dance party.
There certainly were some people tripping out on drugs.
I guess I wasn't looking closely.
Yeah. This is the point that I made several times during the Porcupine Freedom Festival, is that there's not one pork fest. There's 1,200 of them, because there are 1,200 people here, and everybody's having a different experience.
Yeah.
And so, you know, the Porcupine Freedom Festival, my 4-year-old son had was in where he was playing on the playground and doing the crafts and having a good old time playing with the other kids was entirely different than the drug-addled experience that my co-host had.
Man, that laser light show was awesome. Hey, Kelvin, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate it. I'm glad you had a good time. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Let's talk to Mike listening in New Mexico on the road. Tune to XM Satellite Radio's America's Talk. Hey, Mike.
Hey, guys. I was wondering, I have a question for you, and I also wanted to find out your answer to something else.
Okay.
Now, the war on drugs was my first thing. Why do you think, do you honestly believe that there's more money to be made by keeping drugs illegal than there would be by making drugs not illegal and taxing them? I mean, I've heard the excuse before, the things that pot can produce would put DuPont out of business, and I just don't know if that's true or not.
I don't know the answer, but I suspect that if you're talking about taxation on illegal drugs, that there's more money to be made, more money to be made for the government by making drugs legal than it is by keeping them illegal. However, there is not as much money to be made by the individuals who are currently making money, i.e.
the
DEA and these police agencies at all different levels.
They stand to have a budget cut if the drug war goes.
A huge budget cut. And so what you have are people that are individually defending their bailiwick. It doesn't matter whether from a monolithic standpoint that the government, whether it's federal, state, local, or whatever,
don't care about
be.
The government.
Right.
They care about the cops.
The cops care about
prison industrial
themselves.
Complex.
Currently, the only person that the drug war, or the only people that the drug war helps, is organized crime and the police.
And as Derek points out, prisons.
Prisons, yeah.
I'll tell you what, Mike, hang on. I know you had another question, and you might want to respond to that. So stick with us. We'll bring you back here in moments. 855-453, Free Talk Live.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
The food storage industry leader has done it again. Introducing FDG clubs and survival bugs from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you can take control of the airwaves here at 855-450-FREE. 1-855-450-3733 and join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. And the features that are waiting for you there, you'll find that they're free. Those other talk show hosts want to charge you for accessing their site. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the various features you'll find. And if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, you can go ahead and become an amplifier for as little as $3 per month. We'll take that $3 in and invest it into Free Talk Live, getting on more radio stations around the country and bringing more internet listeners on board as well. Exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. Plus, you get perks like access to the AmpOnly call-in lines. Had a couple calls come into those lines tonight. You can get access to those, plus the AmpOnly podcast forum and more. Get the details and get signed up. It makes a big difference for us when you do, and for you, it's only $3 a month. So once again, it's amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp, as in advertise, market, and promote, amp.freetalklive.com.
Bitcoins allow anyone to be able to send and receive payments to anyone in the world. It is mathematically impossible for anyone, including banks or governments, to block you from sending or receiving these payments. It's mathematically impossible for bitcoins to be counterfeited or inflated. It's mathematically impossible for anyone to freeze your account. It's impossible for anyone to interfere with your account in any way. And if you're careful about it, bitcoins can be used anonymously as well. Bitcoins give you 100% control over your own money. Bitcoins are a new online currency, and you need to find out about them. You can go to weusecoins.org, watch the video. They're an amazing thing, and I believe thoroughly that they're going to change the world. You can get your bitcoins by going to bitinstant.com. They'll give you a little receipt so that you can deposit money at more than 700 locations in the United States, Brazil, and the Soviet Union, or excuse me, Russia. And the Eurozone's coming on soon. So, you know, bitcoins, everywhere. You can get them if you want them. It's bitinstant.com will allow you to do that.
All right, let's go back to Mike. He's listening to XM Satellite Radio's America's Talk. And, Mike, you had started out with a question regarding the war on drugs, and would not the government have more money at its disposal if drugs were decriminalized or legalized, rather, and taxed? The answer is, yeah, they'd probably have a lot more money from taxing drugs. But then the current agencies would not have the same funding, and they certainly wouldn't have the same power and influence they would. Because the funding's one thing, but it's also, you know, the cops really like being able to steal houses and steal cars from people. And without asset forfeiture laws that they have received from the war on drugs, they wouldn't get that that stuff anymore. So there are a lot of different incentives to keep the status quo, the way it is.
Yeah, I think you're right about that, and they certainly don't want to lose their little slice of the pie.
Exactly.
The other thing is, when I first started learning about you guys and listening to the show, I was a little bit skeptical, maybe even cynical at first about the Free State Project, but I'm realizing as time goes on that it is about getting what you're after, the freedom that you're after in your lifetime, not that it's going to happen in the next 8 months or 8 years or whatever. But I can't seem to get my wife on board. And the other thing that I wanted to ask about was, as I'm reading the website, I saw something, and this is paraphrasing, but it said something to the effect of we don't endorse people for publicly elected seats. We don't endorse. We don't promote. I'm wondering why you wouldn't do that, if that could be a tool to get what you want quicker.
I'm not sure that it's a tool at all. The Free State Project endorsing a candidate probably isn't much of a, the people that have moved for the Free State Project tend to sort of know what they're looking for in a candidate anyway. And, you know, they hear the buzzwords, they're going to support that candidate. But,
Hold on. All it means when it says we don't endorse candidates means that the Free State Project as an organization doesn't endorse candidates.
They didn't even endorse Ron Paul.
Right. And the Free State Project.
They're also trying to get their not-for-profit status, so that's the reason.
Well, no, the reason is the Free State Project only exists to promote people moving to New Hampshire. It's not their business or their job to do any form of activism whatsoever within New Hampshire, to take any position on any issue, to endorse any candidate or anything like that. The Free State Project is a very singular mission-oriented entity. It exists only to promote New Hampshire as the destination, the premier destination for liberty-minded activists or those who would like to become activists from all around the world. That's it. Because not everybody within the Free State Project agrees on everything. Some Free State Project participants are very heatedly disagreeing on certain issues. But overall, they all tend to agree on liberty. But some, for instance, there's an example in Manchester, I think it's the Manchester area, where one candidate is running as a Republican, he's a Free State Project participant. Another Free State Project participant is running as a Democrat. So what would the Free State Project do in a race like that? Would they endorse both? Would they endorse one over the other? I mean, this is so, and it brings up all these big questions that the board would have to address, because it's a board-operated organization, and that's, it's difficult enough for them to get, one thing taken care of, let alone have to go through a list of political endorsements or whatever other activism forms that other people think they should do. I think it's best if they just stay the hell out of it and let each individual member make their own decision. Like, I could endorse somebody for president, and I would endorse Ron Paul for president, but I'm not doing that on behalf of the Free State Project. That's just Ian Freeman saying that.
Right. Not everyone who comes to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project endorses politics as a tool for advancing freedom at all.
Right. So it would just upset one group at the cost of another group all within the Free State Project. Does that make sense?
Yes, completely. I understand exactly about what you're saying. Hey, on a scale of 1 to 10, this is my last question. What's winter like?
Well, I don't know what a 10 is. If 10 is the frozen tundra, perhaps it's an 8. The fact is...
Not this year.
It was mild.
This year, most of the East Coast had a very mild winter, and as I understand that there were some record snows way out west, but...
And we had some 80-degree days this winter.
Yeah, that much is true. But if you don't get a couple of negative 20-degree days in a winter, it would be surprising.
Yeah.
This last winter was surprising, but I'm not going to lie to you. it's going to be some, I shouldn't say days, I should say nights.
This winter was amazingly warm. It was historically warm, like the most warm in recorded history or something like that. But let's jump back real quick, though, Mike, if you don't mind, to the problem with the wife not being interested in New Hampshire. Mark, would you have any recommendations for what could be done there?
I don't know that I do have any recommendations.
He's the only man with a wife on the show.
I am the only guy with a wife on the program here. I don't know that I have any recommendations.
About come to Porkfest or the Liberty Forum?
I would say that that's probably the best thing you can do is some level of introduction is, bring her to one of these events and have her meet the ladies that are involved. Show her the benefits in, I don't know what area of life, she's most concerned with. But my wife said, this is the first Porcupine Freedom Festival that I've really enjoyed because she got to talk with other women about growing gardens and food freedom. She's really interested in organic foods and she's really interested in health freedom, as far as taking whatever remedies it is that she thinks are best. And she's interested in, how to, educate my child outside of, sort of government constraints and that kind of thing. So those are her interests. And there are a lot of people addressing those interests at the Porkfest. So she was really excited.
Mike, tell your wife about the Ladies in Keene podcast, a radio show produced here in Keene by Free Stater Ladies.
That's another option. Okay. Also, Sex, Lies, Anarchy is another one. But I think Mark's suggestion is very good to bring the family, bring the wife. Do you have kids as well?
Your recommendation.
No, we don't have any kids.
No kids. So bring your wife up to the Liberty Forum. It's the next event that the Free State Project is putting on. It's probably going to happen sometime this winter. I don't know if the dates have been officially announced, but we will certainly give you that information as soon as it's available. And that's more of an inside, indoors, hotel, convention-style atmosphere. And it's a great opportunity to socialize and network with a number of the families and couples that have already made the move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, as well as others who are in, kind of in your camp right now and are still kind of on the fence or have a partner or a spouse or somebody who they care about who's also on the fence. So I hope that that helps to some extent. And anything else on your mind tonight?
No, that was it. Thanks for the great show, you guys.
Thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE.
Stay off the crack, Mike.
855-450-3733. You can bring up anything you want, even in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live, which are imminent. You can take control. Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend Bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're an Australian trying to figure out how to buy Bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control: your greatest dependency food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home cooked meals, you can cut your food cost in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633. Or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best for less guaranteed.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
Smartest thing my company did was to give us WebEx. I'm in sales, and now I get twice the meetings, close twice the business, and make twice the money. I guess I should say thank you to the folks in IT.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com. WebEx.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain, but enough time for you and your thoughts. If you make the call now, 855-450-FREE. Tonight, it's Ian here.
And Derek J.
And Mark.
1-855-450-3733. Derek J. is busily getting caught up, and you cranked out some videos already, Derek. So for the folks that have been waiting to see what comes after Derek J.'s visit to the Keene Spiritual Retreat, a.k.a. the county jail, he got out yesterday morning, and already, as I say,
four videos posted.
Four videos over at liveforyourdance.com.
That's right. They're also at my YouTube channel, youtube.com/FR33ManTV, Freeman TV.
Excellent. So folks can go and take a look at that. One of them is of you speaking to the crowd at the latest protest that we were attending yesterday in Middleborough, Massachusetts for the profanity event.
A little bit of civil disobedience, a little bit.
Yep, right out there, fresh out of jail and straight back into the activism, which I thought was just fantastic.
It's a lot of fun.
Yep, let's go back though to the phones here and to you and your thoughts. Let's go to Nick, listening in Illinois. Nick, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Derek, Jay, and Mark.
Hi, and especially hi to Derek. Good to hear you again after all this time.
Indeed.
Hi, Nick in Illinois.
I hope I haven't asked this question before, but way, way back when you started Free Talk Live, it used to be...
Who's we? Who's you?
Oh, I'm talking to Derek here.
Okay.
Oh. Yeah, way back when you, Derek, started Free Talk Live, you went just by Derek. It was Mark and Derek.
That's right.
And
yes.
And then you started going by Derek J.
That was probably 2 weeks at Derek, and then he switched over to Derek J.
Yep, yep. I was just getting my feelers, getting my wings.
Speaking of Derek's feelers, the fact is that Derek was brought on relatively quickly, too. He didn't have a lot of time to prepare. Ian had gone to jail for... I don't know, his little civil disobedience thing that he was off in the pokey for. And I had to find people to sit in. And, you know, so I was going through my mind, who do I think's qualified? Who's got a lot of personality? Has a distinctive voice? Well, Derek seems like a good choice. So I went and talked to him. But he had no idea that I was going to come talk to him or anything like that. So he got on relatively quickly, and that's probably why he switched from...
Well, wait, was that the question, Nick in Illinois? I didn't quite hear a question yet, but was that it? Was that the nature of it?
Yes.
Why the change?
Why the change?
Okay, well, yeah, that's. I think Mark cleared it up pretty well. I was doing another show, which was called Prometheus Unchained. It's now called Flaming Freedom. And, yeah, that's where Mark had heard my voice. And, I prefer to go by Derek J. I prefer to use my middle initial. And I thought for branding purposes it would be a good idea. Does that sort of answer your question?
Yes, it does.
Awesome.
Very good. Nick, anything?
Oh, wait. Is my call over? Or?
No, go ahead. What else you got?
Yeah.
Stay off the crack, Nick.
I believe it was Kelvin from Colorado who had a TSA story about how they were herding people through like cattle.
Mm-hmm. Actually, I said like Nazis to the gas chamber, I believe is what his analogy was.
I had an experience like that when I went to jury duty a couple of years ago, where when you go into the courtroom, or when you go into the court building, they have a metal detector, and I was really shocked as I was going through there, one of the security or police or whoever was there just started bellowing at people. And the way he talked reminded me exactly of how teachers used to treat me when I was a child. And I was very offended, but I was also very afraid because they had guns.
Hmm.
And
yep.
I'm
That's it, the
amazed.
Government helping you.
And I'm amazed. No, I guess I'm not amazed that people stand for it. That's...
It is surprising,
isn't it most people's experience, though, that when they're going through the TSA line, that generally the bureaucrats are as respectful as they need to be? I mean, I mostly haven't dealt with getting treated poorly. The whole system is poor, but they're mostly professional about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I've had, I wouldn't say positive experiences with the TSA, but I've never been barked at by a TSA person.
Very good, Nick. I appreciate your call. Thanks for your thoughts tonight. Brett's in Boone County, West Virginia, rather, listening to WVTS. Hello, Brett.
How you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind?
I had a question. Everyone's talking about going to the gold standard, and my thought was, would there be called like a martial law, so your gold would be kind of like useless, or am I just overthinking the whole gold aspect?
No, I don't see why martial law would make gold useless. Gold is...
But there has been a situation where the government confiscated gold. I think it was in 1934
when
Roosevelt decided that, well, they needed to confiscate all the gold, and they did.
Don't do that. Don't turn your gold in if they demand that you turn the gold in. Because
you can't sell it at that point either.
You could absolutely sell it very quietly.
Exactly. I mean, I was just... You know, everyone's selling gold, and I'm thinking, well, where's it coming from? You know, so
the ground, vaults. I mean, there's
exactly,
a finite
that's
amount.
Fort Knox is supposed to have all the gold, but
there's
I'm
no gold. I don't think there's really any gold in Fort Knox, and I don't know if anybody really does believe that at all. But gold is there's obviously a finite amount of it in the earth and out and around the earth. So at some point, as gold becomes more useful or less useful in industrial applications and or whatever uses people have for gold, its value will fluctuate. But overall, the value of gold as well as silver has increased over time in relation to the amount of dollars in circulation that are chasing them around. And so I think that it's a pretty safe bet. Obviously, I'm not an investment advisor. I can't guarantee a return for you or anything like that. And that's not the reason that I buy silver or gold. I buy it so I can have something of value as the dollar continues to be inflated, as the U.S. government and the Federal Reserve continue to print out more money. Gold and silver have historically held their value in comparison to the U.S. dollar. So that's not likely to stop happening at any point in our lifetimes, because silver and gold are useful in many industrial applications. People like them because they're shiny, and people like them because they are, you know, handy for trading between
exactly.
folks. So they're inherently valuable.
Would it be a best bet to like just buy gold from like pawn shops, whatnot, and then melt it down so no one would know that I have a certain amount? I mean,
I don't think that you have anything
to fear.
That's,
I think you're jumping the gun on it. Currently, gold is it's going to be more valuable in whatever form you buy it in, likely, than it is in a melted down form. I mean, you know, nobody wants a glob of gold.
Right. And plus, in the stores that I've gone into, Brett, to buy gold or silver, they don't make a record of, you know, my license, driver's license or anything, and say, okay, and you brought it home with them to this address, you know. So I don't think there's too much to worry about there.
You know, if you're if you're really concerned about somebody finding your gold, find a good place to hide it, and
there
then,
you go. There
and then
you
it won't matter.
My name was Brad, not Brett. But
excuse me. I apologize, Brad.
Glad to hear you guys in the evening.
Brett, here's what I'd recommend. We've got some partners with this radio program called Midas Resources. If you go to gold.freetalklive.com, you'll find both gold and silver rounds that are there that can get you pretty much. Midas can get you as much gold or silver as your little heart desires.
No, absolutely fantastic. Thank you very much, sir.
Good luck out there, and thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Once again, that's gold.freetalklive.com. Go ahead, take a look there, and then compare it to other gold dealers or silver dealers online. You'll find that Midas Resources, very competitive in the pricing structure. And when you buy through Midas, Free Talk Live also benefits from you doing that, because, one, it helps support our syndicate, which is backed by Midas Resources, which keeps us on the air on various different radio stations, and it also directly supports Free Talk Live, because we get a very, very small cut of the gold and silver.
Well, there isn't much of a margin on it anyway.
That's right.
I mean, you know, that's the way Midas does business, is there isn't much of a margin between the buy and the sell.
But it's nice of Midas to cut us something.
Yep, indeed it is. You know, one of the things that I like to do is I like to get the pre-1964 dimes.
Yeah,
as in the 65 dimes. And that way I can do business with people, you know, people that I'm doing business with face-to-face that want to, you know, do business in silver. I can do that, and that makes me very comfortable to be able to do business in silver.
Well, we just actually Don't Tread on Memes. Drew was by the studios today and brought over a number of dime cards, as a matter of fact, and I think they are absolutely stellar. They're one of my favorite ways to, I guess.
There's one with our picture on it.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. But
I'll take that one. Thanks.
Enjoy. But anyway, the idea is to separate these dimes, these pre-1965 dimes, from a pile full of dimes, you know, because they look like dimes when you look at them next to another dime, but they're actually 90% silver, unlike the dimes that are coming out since 1965.
I almost always buy mercury dimes. I like to, you know, distinguish between the pre-1965s and the mercuries, because the mercuries are just much more obvious. They stand out in a handful of dimes. They're going to stand out even more so.
Are those the ones with the non-president on the front?
That's right. It's supposed to be Lady Liberty, but it looks like the Roman god Mercury, so they call it Mercury dimes.
Right. They've also got the Barber dimes, a little bit older than that.
Yeah, that's right.
Derek J., I don't know when you're taking off for your tour, but hopefully
Another week here.
Hopefully we'll have you back in at least once more before you hit the road. And, of course, expect to hear from you while you're on the road with occasional updates.
That's right. I'll be calling in.
All right. So head over to livefreeordance.com for Derek J., and don't forget victimless crimesfree.com as well. There's a link there to help fund his next activism project. We'll see you tomorrow night. FreeTalkLive.com.
It's not easy for an unknown person to get noticed in this busy world. Hello, I'm Brad Ryder. I'm a songwriter, and I have a couple of albums, one with a country sound and one that's Christian-inspired. I'd like to invite you to visit my Facebook page, facebook.com/downbearmusic. If you like what you hear, tell your friends. My name's Brad Ryder, and my music is at facebook.com/downbearmusic. And thanks for noticing.
Get 18,000 radio stations from around the world. Pandora, Opio, Live 365, and MP3 Tunes. With C-Crane CC Wi-Fi Internet Radio. It's great in any room of the house. You can listen to your favorite station stream from back home, whether it's another state or another country. Play Free Talk Live's live streams, LRN.FM, or your favorite stations. If you're not familiar with the C-Crane company, their products are the best. Get the CC Wi-Fi Internet Radio at ccrane.com. C-C-R-A-N-E.com.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs understands the importance of supplementing with glucosamine and chondroitin for optimal health and vitality. That's why he recommends GlucoGel from Youngevity.
Get on the GlucoGel caps from Youngevity. They're a great way to treat arthritis and any kind of joint issues. And oh, by the way, glucosamine is great for helping support the vascular system, the blood vessel system too. So you'll get multiple benefits from the GlucoGel caps. You'll be able to treat your arthritis and joints, as well as your, as well as the circulatory system. And also, the glucogel caps can help prevent wrinkles. The glucogel caps support collagen synthesis.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your joint, circulatory system, and skin health by ordering glucogel from Youngevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470, or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.